Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
1 year later, there's beauty to be seen, work left to do. Summer Merritt, local physician. This time last year, many of us were bewildered that our country and the world had been halted by a newly declared pandemic caused by a novel virus. Reports from physician colleagues on both coasts terrified me. Fast forward to June 2021, and 272 people in Midland have died. 272 mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, sons, daughters, friends, patients, co-workers, partners, spouses are gone. I think daily about those people. Some people would say that it could have been worse, which in a way is accurate, but in the same breath, it also downplays and belittles the existence of these special ones and their memories. I also think about the ones that might not have died from COVID, but the pandemic itself killed them. COVID created or contributed to loneliness, despair, addiction, depression, and the overall will to live. They all deserve to be remembered, each one. We owe it to them to contemplate and examine the last year and the resulting outcomes. Lots of things from the past year were just not fair. Not in the way a petulant child cries out, "Not fair!" but unjust and downright unreasonable. Canceled trips, truncated school years, empty theaters, rescheduled weddings, funerals held over the internet, jobs lost, businesses shuttered, savings accounts drained. Several of these injustices specifically replay in my mind. Medically vulnerable folks going months without human touch and connection, and those who had to take their last breaths holding the hands of strangers. Those truths will likely leave lasting scars on so many. There has always been a lot about the world which we as humans do not know, individually and collectively. Before the pandemic, this was also true, but we focused time or energy upon other things. A recognition that random events play a bigger part in our personal solar systems than we realize might keep us grounded. And by that, I don't mean living with constant trepidation, but by keeping us humble. We control extraordinarily little in life. The shocking reality is, we never had control, but we were exceptionally good at fooling ourselves into thinking we did. Planning, scheduling, executing said plans and schedules were all done with nary a concern for anything beyond a potential canceled flight. A 100 nanometer virus upended all those things and schedules. Life is short, too short. I've struggled and wrestled with the seeming randomness and disparity of time for those we love, in past and present tense. Life doesn't dole out the same amount of time for everyone. The pandemic made me wonder if those we lost were better at making the most of their time. Did they squeeze more meaning out of their moments? Was their work here done? Physician colleagues and I discussed, we read more primary scientific journal articles during the past year than we have in the decade prior, but I learned far more from experience than from scholarly literature. Life is too short. Life will never be fair. And there is a lot I don't know. These lessons make me realize how prior to the pandemic I was confident in fleeting things. Time, knowledge, justice. These ideals must be constantly and, maybe, eternally pursued. They aren't given or promised and should not be taken for granted. I need to work at making the most of my time, continue to learn and unlearn and relearn, and create fairness in situations where it might not currently exist. I live to be right instead of living to get it right. Someone stolen from us by COVID lived correctly to get it right. She would see an injustice because she always looked beyond herself. She saw beauty everywhere she went. Even though things were not perfect for her, She kept her eyes and heart open to see what was really going on around us. She noticed kids in Midland without homes. She saw people suffer who did not have access to early treatment for COVID. But her observations did not stop there. Many of us see things long enough to be shocked or complain or be outraged. Few of us dig in to find a solution when we have nothing to gain. She did, all in an attempt to get things right. Her life was too short. It isn't fair. I don't know why. I did learn that. Maybe, just maybe though, it was so those of us left can kindle those sparks of curiosity about others long enough to get it right, look for beauty around us, and to continue with the work yet left to do. Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, June 19, 2021. Few points. City shouldn't do away with spay-neuter voucher program. Karen Patterson, Fix West Texas. Midland spay-neuter voucher program currently provides residents the opportunity to have their pets and community cats sterilized at a $70 discount. Without the program, many residents simply can't afford to have their pets sterilized and can't afford to help the city control the community cat population. This was the case before COVID-19 and the 2020 oil bust, and continues to be, as so many of those in our community are just now getting back on their feet. While it's true that the cost of the spay-neuter voucher program is borne by the city taxpayer, so too are the costs of unwanted litters of puppies and kittens. The difference is significant. Preventing those litters cost far less than having them brought to a shelter already overwhelmed with animals, where, according to 2019 data, only about half the animals coming in the front door of the shelter made it out alive. In addition, the unfortunate fact is, when it comes to saving the lives of shelter animals, Midland is near the bottom of the list statewide, with only 48.2% of the nearly 7,200 animals entering the shelter being saved, and Texas is near the bottom of the list nationally. Therefore, an ounce of litter prevention is, as they say, worth a pound of cure. We know our community can do better. Among the many lessons the pandemic and oil bust have taught us is that this community is creative, resilient, kind, and generous. We believe brighter days lay ahead with the opening of Midland's new animal shelter. The building itself will be an enormous asset to our community, and it represents our community's commitment to do better for our companion animals. We feel it would be a shame and a betrayal of the public's trust if the investment in the new shelter didn't yield better results than we've seen in recent years. Therefore, to maximize the return on that investment, Midland's funding for the spay-neuter voucher program should at least be maintained, or better still, expanded. Last, spay-neuter voucher funds have been and will always continue to be a finite amount. Because of this, we must make sure that each dollar spent is having the maximum effect on our goal, decreasing unwanted litters, controlling the community cat population, and providing resources to those actively moving animals out of our shelter and into homes. We are uniquely positioned to target the voucher money toward these animals to make sure it has the greatest impact and to ensure the goals are reached without taking away this critical service for Midland's residents. Karen Patterson is founder and president of Fix West Texas. Happy Juneteenth! How you should feel and celebrate the new holiday. Evan Winston, ewinston@mrt.com. Juneteenth is officially a federal holiday in the United States of America. Don't you feel excited? Don't you feel great? Don't you feel free? Don't you feel free? This isn't a column that's going to be a feel-good column about how we've come a long way since our dark past. It will not imply our present is so much brighter. You need to understand some things before you message meet up with your black friends and coworkers. I do not speak for all members of the black diaspora. No one does. That is probably worth remembering in your future dealings with African Americans. When it comes to the events of June 19, 1865 in Galveston, please understand that when Major General Gordon Granger delivered the good news about the enslaved, he was talking to the last to know. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed on January 1, 1863. Historians can debate and shed light as to why the enforcement of the executive order was delayed. It could have been that General Robert E. Lee's surrender wasn't until 1865, and Texas did not have enough Union troops to enforce it. Here's what is undeniable. Free men and women didn't know they were free for 2 years, 5 months, and 18 days. Free men and women worked for free, suffered more physically and mental trauma for 2 years, 5 months, and 18 days. If you told me that there was a decree that everyone's student loans were officially forgiven, and that didn't reach our Texas airwaves until 2 years, 5 months, 18 days later, I would call Sallie Mae herself and demand restitution. You owe me for what I have suffered in my years and for not telling me that I didn't have to do this any longer. Wait, did I use the right word? Restitution? Or should I say reparation? Aren't you tired of hearing that word, reparations? I think the only thing is having generations of a people asking the federal government for it for decades. If it is not reparations, then it might be the cries for anti-hate legislation similar to our Asian American brothers and sisters, or a bill that puts an end to police violence. How about making lynching a hate crime or protecting voting rights? Can I at least send my child to a school where they can learn about their history? If you believe in a black agenda, understand that the aforementioned topics and issues are ahead of making Juneteenth a federal holiday. And as much as we can criticize the government for all it hasn't done, big businesses are held accountable as well. Remember about a year ago, when people were in the streets protesting and riots were happening, your favorite brands and minds started posting black squares on Instagram. They created tees that said, "Be the change," or "I'm the change," and vowed to fight racism? Did they actually do that? Or was that a market campaign to assure African Americans that they were welcomed to spend their money at that establishment? Did they actually take a look at their leadership and say that there needed to be better representation in our company that reflects the melting pot that is America and hire qualified African Americans? And when they had that seat at that table, were they heard like a man, woman, or were they told to be seen and not heard like a child at the Thanksgiving dinner table? Corporations are still held accountable for their actions and non-actions if they truly mean when they said and promised to advocate for the black community. That means you too, Mr. President. While there has been a great criticism of former President Donald Trump and his damaging rhetoric towards the black community, he's no longer the president. The man in office is a man that enlisted many African Americans to join his cabinet and campaign team to get him elected. President Biden went on The Breakfast Club, a syndicated radio show geared toward black culture, and had the audacity to utter the phrase, "If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black." The president would not be in his position today had it not been for the endorsement, vote, and support of the black community. Yet, the president is receiving criticism because this law has been his most impactful nod to the community. However, my greatest criticism of the president, especially on this day, was that statement. Remember, no one speaks for all members of the black diaspora. Not all of us are in the same political party. We don't all attend Baptist churches. We don't all listen to hip-hop, know how to dance, or whatever black stereotypes you've been fed all your life. A person's blackness isn't relegated to your understanding. We are all different. Different shades, different cities, even different countries. Because remember that transatlantic slave trade didn't just stop in America, but we are all one people. And while this is now an American holiday, I celebrate with all brothers and sisters all over the world, because we're in the struggle and triumph together. Togetherness is basically the point this day. We're not celebrating the first reading or signing of the proclamation. We're celebrating the last reading, because we are not free until we are all free. Now, about this new American holiday, hopefully we can agree that one of the more disappointing things about our nation is the commercialization of our holidays. Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for our fallen, yet many woke up and rushed to the mall for buy one, get one free sales. The true meaning of our December holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, get lost in the sauce of capitalism. Please don't commercialize this holiday. If you're itching to spend money on Juneteenth, patronize a black business, whether online or at the festivities this weekend at Washington Park, there are many high-quality vendors that deserve your money. Now, I must warn you that there are some products that are strictly for black folks. Please, for the love of everything, no black cosplay. If you want to show support, I'm sure there are tees and hoodies that are right for you. Don't appropriate this holiday like some do for other cultural holidays like Cinco de Mayo. Don't show up with a do-rag at some bar crawl like non-Mexican Americans do, with sombreros for tacos and margaritas. No, that's not what we need. That's not what this great nation needs. There are many in Midland and beyond that want to be on the right side of history and want to be an ally or have dialogue about issues or ideas I touched on. Let's take a break from that. You don't even have to go out of your way to say Happy Juneteenth. Instead, think about how Juneteenth really isn't progress, as there's more that needs to be rectified and addressed as far as the progress of the black community. Now, take a deep breath, head over to Washington Park, and enjoy this day. If you're working this day, here's hoping it's not another 2 years, 5 months, and 18 days before you're free on it.
To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Is struggling to stay awake part of aging? Dear Dr. Roach, at 89 years old, I watch TV, read the papers, and struggle to stay awake. I take my meds as instructed, including senior vitamins. Is this part of the aging process? Answer. Although everybody ages differently, it is common that older people get tired at earlier hours than they used to when younger. However, a good many medications may cause sleepiness and difficulty concentrating. And it is certainly worth a chat with your pharmacist to see whether any you are taking might be causing this, and with your doctor to see whether any you might be taking could be changed, if appropriate. Senior vitamins probably have little benefit in keeping older adults awake, and have never been shown to have benefit in keeping people healthy, so long as the person is eating a reasonable diet. There are many medical conditions that can cause easy fatigue. Obstructive sleep apnea is one that frequently goes undiagnosed for years.
Ungrateful daughter resorts to intimidation. Dear Abby for Friday. Dear Abby, my 40-year-old daughter has never worked. She never married but has a 5-year-old son and is expecting a girl in 6 months. My husband bought a house for her to live in, but she didn't like it. When he passed away, I bought her a different house and sold the first one. I footed all the bills on both houses. I used my savings to pay cash for the second home. Since she didn't like that one either, we put it on the market and it quickly sold. I put both our names on that house, thinking that way she wouldn't be able to take out a loan against it without my knowledge. My daughter wants me to split the proceeds, although she never paid a dime for it. She refuses to sign the closing documents unless I agree. She has 60 days to move, but I don't want her to move in with me. If I don't agree, I'll never see my grandkids again. She's been in rehab for drugs and alcohol several times. She's clean now because she's pregnant. Should I let her move in? She'll have half the money from the house so she could live on it for a couple of years, and then would probably be on the street. Mom of a woman child. Dear Mom, it's time to allow her to do something she should have done 20 years ago. assume responsibility for the life choices she has made. That she would blackmail you after everything you and your father have done for her is despicable. You will see your grandkids again. If she can't provide for them, Child Protective Services will be contacting you. For your own sake and for theirs, be strong. Allow her to suffer the consequences of her actions and do not cave in to her demands. Dear Abby, I was in a car accident in which I broke multiple bones in my foot. After surgery, I'm in the process of healing and using crutches to walk. My husband and I are retired. He is my caregiver and has taken on all the household chores I have always done. I thank him often and appreciate his help. However, since I've become dependent on him like this, he has started criticizing me about my weight, my wardrobe, and lack of exercise. He buys our favorite foods, stores them where I can't reach them, and eats them in front of me. He says he's no longer attracted to me because of my size, and rarely kisses me anymore. We had a healthy, frequent sex life before the accident. I'm hurt by his behavior and can't understand why he is treating me like this or what to do about it. Sidelined in Indiana. Dear Sidelined, your husband is acting like this because he is angry. He may blame you for the accident and resent being recast from the role of husband and lover to that of a caregiver. Punishing you by withholding affection, criticizing you for being unable to exercise, on crutches yet, and consuming your favorite foods in front of you while he's depriving you of them is abusive. Tell your doctor what is going on and inquire about respite care for your husband so he is shouldering less of the burden. Remind him that you won't always be as dependent as you have been, and you will work on any other issues when you are sufficiently healed. And consider marriage counseling if things don't improve.
Horoscopes by astrologer Georgia Nichols. Happy birthday for Friday, July 16th, 2021. You are warm and sociable, but sometimes shy. You're very intuitive and an accurate judge of other people's character. You're a firm believer in the power of positive thinking. This year, you are at the beginning of a new 9-year cycle, which means everything is up for grabs. Be courageous and flexible. Open any door. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 3 stars. You will be more emotional than usual, expressing yourself in your most personal relationships today, marriage, friendship, and even enemies. This means no matter what happens, a friendly exchange or a conflict, it will be emotionally charged. Guard against knee-jerk reactions. Tonight, a lively discussion. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 3 stars. Today you have to put your own emotional considerations second to the welfare of the demands of someone else. This doesn't mean you have to play the martyr game, but it does mean that something will take precedence over your own needs today. Stay chill. Tonight, get organized. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Today you are wearing your heart on your sleeve. Romance, flirtations, and fun times with others will appeal, and you won't conceal your delight in your feelings. Relations with women will improve today. You also might feel extra protective and nurturing to others, especially children. Tonight, socialize. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd, 3 stars. You might want to cocoon at home today because you will enjoy relaxing among familiar surroundings. A conversation with a female relative could be significant. You might see how much your life is controlled by your daily habits. Tonight, strong feelings. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 3 stars. You're very keen to communicate to others today. You want to go out to see people and also to be seen. In conversation with someone, you want a true bonding, something honest and real. You don't want to waste time on superficial chit-chat. You want a genuine exchange. Tonight, a debate. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 3 stars. Today, it's easy to identify with your possessions or whatever you value. This is why you might have a strong attachment to something. You certainly won't want to lend it to someone. Or in terms of your values, you might find you are defending yourself in an area where there is really nothing at stake. Tonight, check your assets. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. Today, the moon is in your sign for the second day. It's in your sign for 2 days every month. This will heighten your emotions and give you a stronger need to belong to others and relate to them. The good news is the moon in your sign will improve your good luck. Tonight, strong opinions. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 3 stars. Today, the moon is hiding in your chart, which means you will be tempted to withdraw and keep your feelings secret. You will value your privacy and not feel much like socializing. You might want to explore mystical or spiritual disciplines. Tonight, pamper yourself. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 3 stars. You will feel more protective of a friend or more nurturing today. This is because your emotional contact with others, especially friends and groups, is more important to you today. You might even feel jealous if a friend pays more attention to someone else. An Othello moment. Tonight, talk to someone. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 3 stars. Regardless of what you are doing, you are more high-vis today, which means other people notice you more than usual. Some people will be talking about you, especially about personal details concerning your private life. Tonight, be self-aware. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 4 stars. At a subtle level today, you long for adventure. You want something different and exciting to happen because you need some stimulation in your life. If you cannot travel, you might enjoy a mental journey through study, a film, or a discussion with someone else. Tonight, fiery debate. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 3 stars. Today, your emotional experiences will be more intense than usual. This includes your interactions with friends, family members, and even the general public. You might feel possessive about property or something that holds memories from your past. Tonight, check your assets.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.